morning, sunshine.
Good morning to you, too.
You're up early.
Are you awake?
Nope. Nope.
In that case...
Coffee!
Give me some coffee.
I only drink decaf.
Decaf.
There is something seriously wrong with you.
Coffee black.
Coffee black.
Heavily caffeinated.
Now that's coffee.
Enough talk. It's time for action.
It's showtime.
And I have a story today of buried treasure that's real, it's true, and worthy of a National Treasure movie script.
Oh, man. Oh,
this is exciting.
You are going to love this story. A tale of buried treasure and buried treasure found.
Ooh.
And valued at over $1 million.
Whoa.
Yes, it's all real, that story, coming up today as we get this party started. And we'll get to some other nuggets here in just a few minutes. Thanks for waking up with the Wolf. Good morning from the Wake Up with the Wolf show. Dale O'Brien, Andy, and Chase, looking at your odds and ends. It appears RV rentals are skyrocketing.
Really?
Yeah, the reason is because, of course, the coronavirus making people think, I don't want to be jammed up with a bunch of other people, so why don't I just rent an RV, put the family in there, and we have our own contained space, and we can just drive where we want to go.
Yeah, good idea.
We may have to go somewhere a little closer than maybe we'd like, or may have to take a little extra time to, you know, for getting there, coming home, but it seems to be safer. So if you are looking to rent an RV, plan ahead because the season is on, as it were, and the pickings are slim right now. The summer driving season has officially started. 61% of kids think their mom, by the way, is a better driver than their dad.
Dad, you're going too fast. Slow down.
Slow down. Some Walmart stores have temporarily stopped selling spray paint because they don't want looters using it and then graffitiing area buildings.
Hey, I went by the Walmart over here on South Elm Eugene Street. They have they haven't got to the spray paint yet, but all the guns are gone. All the ammo is gone. All the, I guess, outdoor tactical like hatchets and all that stuff is gone.
There's no ammo anywhere. People have gone out and went crazy buying handguns, and then they went out and went crazy buying ammo. So any of the popular calibers, you know, 9mm, 45, any of those, all that ammo is gone, and it'll be a long while before any of that is replenished. It's you can't stop the hoarding, man. You can't do it.
You can still buy online, though, right?
You can if they have it. There's a couple of places where I buy, and they are also out. Excuse me. Tonight's Mega Million lottery jackpot is $410 million. The lump sum payment, if you take the cash payout, is $308.2 million.
Yeah, I haven't bought a lottery ticket in probably 6 to 7 months, definitely before all this stuff started. I just haven't really been to a gas station inside of one.
Well, maybe time to go ahead and get one, because if you don't play, you don't win.
That's right.
Well, Jeopardy is running out of new episodes. As you know, production on most everything stopped, and everybody started either doing their talk shows from home or doing reruns, and all the shows that the game show production companies had in the can, they've run out. And Jeopardy is going to air its last new episode this Friday. Reruns will begin starting next Monday until it's safe to return to the set and take new shows. Now, there has been an announcement about when movie and TV production can resume. I got that info coming up for you just a little bit later on, so we'll get on to that. So there's your odds and ends. Good morning to you from the Wake Up with the Wolf show. Showers and thunderstorms, by the way, today, about 82. New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Wake Up with the Wolf show. Good morning to you. Thanks for listening. Dale O'Brien, Andy, and Chase here, and it's the midpoint of the year. It's kind of an important time for the music companies. They can start forecasting what the chart's going to look like by the end of the year. They take a break and sort of get together the top 10 or 20 songs of the year so far. What's on that list? You get a good vibe on what might be on the list? You know, you got to figure Morgan Wallen's on that list somewhere. And
definitely Luke Combs.
Definitely going to be on there. But you know what? I think I know what might be number one so far. We'll see if I'm right. You test me later. But what's on that list? Annie, I'm dying to know.
Okay, well, coming in at number 10, Morgan Wallen, Chasing You.
Yep,
there you go. I guess. 9, Luke Combs, Eric Church, Does to Me.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, there's Maddie and Tay. They've got Die from a Broken Heart.
Love those two.
7 is Chris Jansen, Done. 6, Gabby Barrett, I Hope. I love that song. Mm. 5, Runaway June, We Were Rich. 4, my favorite song right now, Miranda Lambert with Bluebird. That's so good.
Okay.
3, Sam Hunt, Hard to Forget. Do you think that was number one, Dale?
No, I did not. I didn't think that was number one. No, I still think I might know.
Okay, number 2, Keith Urban, God Whispered Your Name. And I want to hear guesses. What do y'all think number one's going to be?
The only big one that I can think of that we haven't talked about yet is Blake and Gwen.
That's it. That's what I was going to say. Yep, that was
it. You guys are correct. Blake and Gwen coming in with Nobody But You.
Yep, thought so.
Well, we'll see what happens. You know, by the end of the year, can it hang on there? Can it be that big to be the number one song of the year? I don't know. We'll find out. We'll keep track of it for you.
Hey, Dale, we're quite lucky today. We should go play the lottery.
Hey, it's worth, what did I say? $400 million. The take-home on that's $308 million on the Mega Millions. You may be right. Let's do it.
Well, I read you the list, so I should be a part of this breakdown.
No. Don't even think about it.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. It's good news story time. Annie, what do you have for us today?
Hopefully a story that helps us understand more about this dumpster fire that we call 2020. Or not maybe understand it, but get through it a little bit with some positivity.
Yeah.
There's a young man named Antonio Gwynn. He's from Buffalo, New York. And when he saw the damage from all the demonstrations that went down in his hometown, he really wanted to do something to clean it up. So he grabbed a broom and some trash bags, and he headed out the door. He's 18 years old, you guys. He's a senior in high school, and he started at 2 a.m. and did not stop for the next 10 hours cleaning up. Yeah, they say that neighbors in the area who decided to go out and help clean up realized that Antonio had done most of the work by the time they got there.
Mm.
Matt Block is a guy that is a neighbor in the area, and he saw Antonio's story. So on Facebook, he saw him asking about car advice, and he decided he'd give him his 2004 red Mustang convertible.
Oh.
And Matt says that was his childhood dream vehicle, but he rarely uses it, so he wanted to give it to Antonio because he's a good kid who deserves the nice things. And it's funny because Antonio said that this gift was super personal to him because his late mother owned a red Mustang.
Oh, okay.
So it was kind of cool that it happened that way. They both said they just got goosebumps and didn't really have any words. And I love moments like that, the moments where they give you goosebumps. Well, to top that all off, another guy named Bob was a local business guy out there.
Love Bob.
Bobs are always good. He heard about Antonio's good deeds. And so he decided to extend a free year of auto insurance through his agency to Antonio. He said they felt compelled to help him out, and we just need to get together as a whole city and show people that there's so many good people here. And that's part of my job here too, is to spread this news. Well, icing on the whole cake here of positivity is, after he got a new car, a free year of insurance, he also received a full scholarship to Madal College in Buffalo.
Hey, look right. at that.
So, wow, it was all very serendipitous, wasn't it?
Very cool how it just, like a drop of water just creates these ripples, or however that's worded. It's just, it's true. It just, it's infectious.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
I went to my nephew's high school graduation. I don't think I've ever been more disappointed in the human species in my life. I'm in the stands. This woman gets on the microphone. She tried so hard.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a wonderful day here with all these graduates. We're going to ask you in advance to please not applaud or cheer when your individual child or friend is called, because we have way too many graduates, and it would not be fair to the people at the end of the alphabet. We're going to give everybody an opportunity at the end of the ceremony to give a big simultaneous round of applause for everyone. But please, when your individual child or family member is called, please don't applaud at that time. Okay, thank you in advance for understanding. Okay, here we go. Let's get started with our first graduate, Aaron Anderson. Yeah!
Are we the smartest species? We're top of the food chain? I so wish, while he was yelling, that a clamp would have descended from the darkness of the ceiling, like one of those claw games, just right above him, and then just clamped onto his ribs and just pulled him up, a whooping and a hollering, a legs a flailing, just pulled him up into the darkness. I don't want him to die. I just never want to see him again.
Hear Five After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Good morning to you, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. And I'm a big lover of the massage. Like going and getting the professional massage. I like it. It's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody could afford it, I think everybody ought to do it. But there's a new trend in massages. It's the meat cleaver massage.
I'm intrigued.
Is this not murder?
No, it's not. Apparently, the hottest new trend in massage is the meat cleaver massages. Here's what happens. You lie down, and a masseuse whacks your back with two dull meat cleavers over and over.
Actually, kind of sounds feels good.
I'm not making this up. Apparently, it feels good, and there's some spiritual energy stuff involved in the process. You do have a towel over you, so it's not blade on skin, and the cleavers are dull, but come on.
Yeah, spiritual
pretty gimmicky.
Spiritual energy. This sounds something hippie, Annie. What's your take on it?
Look, I'm not digging the vibe on this, man.
Word.
The massages have been popular in Taiwan for quite a while, but lately they've been popping up all over the world. The most popular spot for these massages in Taiwan says they've never had a client injured after doing this for 40 plus years.
Oh,
well, thank God.
I guess you really got to make sure that those cleavers are super dull.
Yeah.
Whose job is it to dull the cleavers?
Yeah, I know. And what are they dulling them on?
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, we got a whole other business over here where we dull the cleavers, man. You don't want me to tell you about that.
It might be where they're, you remember that nail salon was cutting up the deer in the middle of the floor a couple months back?
Yeah.
Maybe they're the one who dulls the knives.
It might be. Yeah,
we're next door processing some roadkill. Excuse us. Wake Up with a Wolf Show, and it's one of those times where when you don't buy lottery tickets on a regular basis, you might want to consider buying one today.
Okay.
Because tonight's Mega Millions lottery jackpot has grown to $410 million. In case you're wondering, the cash payout on that is $308.2 million.
Ooh, a little pocket change.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little wamble walking around money. Now, if you did win the lottery, you know some people go into a pool on a big lottery prize, like they'll throw in, everybody throws in a couple of dollars at work.
They'll split it per people.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And then you say, well, if we win the jackpot, we're all going to divide it up amongst, you know, every how many people pitched in on the pool. I wonder how that would go. I wonder if that would go smoothly if you did that, or if somebody would go, wait just a minute here. You know what I'm saying? Or if you won the lottery, if you went out and bought a ticket today yourself, and you bought the ticket and shoved it in your wallet, and then tonight you're like, ooh, I forgot, I better check the lottery prize. Boom, you win the lottery. You are the sole winner of the Mega Millions jackpot, which means if you take the cash option, you win $308.2 million. Now, if you do that, does that just go into your husband, wife, family checking account, into the family pool? Or does some of that money stay with you to spend on what you want to spend it on because you were the one who had the foresight and the energy to go and buy the ticket to begin with?
It's going to the family pool, man. I love my husband and my kids, so why not?
Going on the family pool.
We already have shared expenses, so.
Yeah, it's going in the family pool because, as she tells me, what's mine is hers and hers is hers.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Amen.
What's yours is mine and what's mine is mine. That's how that works. So anyway, if you're going to buy a lottery ticket, go. Why not? You Mega Millions, 308. What would you do with 308 million? Guys, what's the first thing you would do? Don't tell me go to a financial planner. Skip all that crap. Go right to the first thing you'd buy. Annie, go.
Tattoo on my arm.
Are you kidding me? Hold everything. You win $308.2 million. And the first thing you want to do with that money is get a tattoo?
Well, I mean, I don't know. That's just something that's on my checklist of something I'd like to do. So.
Okay, well, you obviously have an idea of what the tattoo, where does the tattoo go and what does it say?
It's going on this right arm here, and it's a half sleeve. And the top half of the sleeve will be flowers because that's what I want to lead into the bottom half of the sleeve, which connects to my microphone, and I want it to be a girl talking into the mic. She's got long, flowing hair, and the flowers just start gathering towards the end of her hair and make their way up to the top half of the sleeve.
Oh, my God. How much would something like that cost? Can you ballpark that? I mean, you've had tattoos. How much would that cost, the total?
I got a guy that'll cut me that half sleeve for about $300. He's an excellent artist, too. You just got to know people to know people.
Okay, now I'm going over to Chase, and I feel sure that the first thing he's going to do is to not get a tattoo.
No, double story, two wide trailer.
Yeah. And you know they make two story double wides for rich people.
Correct.
That's exactly right. All right, so go out and get you a Mega Millions ticket. Start thinking about what you're going to do with that $300 million. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Good morning, Dale, O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. It's time to blow out a few candles.
Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Oh, thank you, Dolly. Today's birthdays, if you celebrate today, you share your birthday with Natalie Portman, who's 39. Did you like Natalie Portman in the Star Wars film?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Sorry.
Okay, so you're pleased with her performance, I can tell right away. Wow. There's no question there, is there?
Nope, not at all.
All right, Johnny Depp is 57 today and still weird.
Mm-hmm.
Michael J. Fox is 59. Dick Vitale is 81 today. And Brad Inman over in Stokes County celebrating a birthday today.
Right.
Happy birthday, Brad.
Yay.
Send us your birthday. You can get it in there on the first front page of the website at 931wolfcountry.com. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. Glad you're listening. It's Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase, and it's Nimrod News time. And today we're going over to London for this story. I mean London, England. There's a 41-year-old woman named Decca Ahmed. This is London. Back on April 15th, she broke quarantine to visit her 28-year-old ex-boyfriend named Sylvester Roulas.
Well, there is never good when you have to go meet the ex-boyfriend in quarantine.
Well, here's what
desperate
happened.
Desperate times, desperate measures.
Gross.
And as you can imagine, this did not go well. She showed up at his house with a bottle of wine.
Ooh.
And he invited her inside.
Mm-hmm.
But then he poured the wine into tumblers instead of wine glasses.
Okay.
Well, this infuriated... This infuriated her to the point where she absolutely went off. She started screaming, yelling, slapped him a bunch of times, hit his roommate with her belt on the buckle end.
Okay.
Wow.
And then stepped outside and pooped on his doorstep.
Got the roommate and pooped on the doorstep. What a class.
She was found guilty of criminal damage and assault. But you're right. She's classy, and she wanted those poured in the proper glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of that line in one of the bad mom's movies where mom is in there. It's one that's Christmas time, and she goes, "My mother once slapped me for wearing open-toed shoes on a sailboat." And they said, "Well, that's just time heals all wounds." She says, "That was last month."
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
Well, we've made it to Tuesday, my friends, and it's time for five fun facts for your Tuesday. Well, they may not be fun, but they are facts. Did you know Nicolas Cage picked his last name based on the superhero character Luke Cage? Now, his real last name is Coppola, and his uncle is Francis Ford Coppola, the director who made The Godfather.
Yes, I knew that. I knew that.
Of course you did.
Yeah, because you know everything.
Of course you
No, I don't know everything, but I just knew that.
Did you know on this date in 1869, root beer was first sold?
Yum. Oh,
yes. IBC in the bottle, please. Ice cold. Yeah.
When I was a kid and they were like, what do you want, root beer? I'm like an adult drinking beer.
Yes.
Yeah, buddy. Did you know there's a psychological theory called the Blue 7 phenomenon, where the average person will say their favorite color is blue and their favorite number is 7, but no one is exactly sure why those are both so popular. Now, I like the color blue.
You know, what we got to do is we need to do this on the air, but at a super different time than we're doing right now for people who missed it, and see if we come up with those same results. And see if we just ask people, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite number? And we'll see what the percentages are.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Write that down. We'll run it to the higher up so they can so they can shoot it down. And last but not least, did you know the star rating on Netflix isn't based on people's reviews? They're based on how much Netflix thinks you'll like a show or movie.
Wow.
I was aware of that.
Yeah. Did you say that was the last one? Where's your fifth fact?
It's Tuesday. What do you expect? I mean, this is the best I can do.
Okay, well, I've got one for you.
Okay. Ooh. All right, Annie, take it away. Close it out.
Fun fact number 5. Chase is lazy.
You got that right.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Things You Need to Know.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dun, 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 dun.
Harrison Ford?
There is a story that is so amazing, yet so true, and so worthy of a movie script. It's a treasure. It was buried. It's been found. It's a bronze chest filled with gold, jewels, and other valuables worth more than $1 million and hidden a decade ago in the Rocky Mountain wilderness.
Ooh!
That's so cool.
Last week, it was found, according to famed art and antiquities collector who created the hunt in the first place. His name's Forrest Fenn. He's 89 years old now, and he lives out in the great American West. And he said, hey, the man who found it does not want his name to be released, but he was from back east, as he says. Mr. Fenn lives in New Mexico right now. He located the chest a few days ago, and the discovery was confirmed by a photograph the man sent him of the chest. It was under a canopy of stars in the lush, forested vegetation of the Rocky Mountains and had not moved from the spot where I hid it more than 10 years ago.
Wow.
He says, I do not know the person who found it, but the poem in my book led him to the precise spot. So he had a book with clues in it. He did a little deciphering and figured out where it was done. Fenn posted clues to the treasure's whereabouts online and in a 24-line poem that was published in 2010. It was his autobiography, The Thrill of the Chase. Hundreds of thousands of people have hunted for this treasure and have not found it. But it has been found now.
Oh, my goodness.
By the way, 4 people died looking for it.
Wow.
Including a snowmobiler back in March of 2017.
I love the thought of like a scavenger hunt. I don't care what age I will be at. I love scavenger hunts.
I can't believe someone figured it out. It's like solving a riddle. That's so crazy.
And the treasure inside now belongs to the unknown man who found it. Everything in there worth well over $1 million.
I bet it's Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, maybe him, yeah. Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Got to Go. Coming up next, it's Clay J.D. Walker.
Smells like a sticky old Subway bathroom today.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You've been sniffing him too closely. Tomorrow, come back and join us. By the way, before we get out of here, I do want to tell you that that Dear Class of 2020 special that YouTube put on was an all-star deal. You can watch it still. They have it up for you to see. Taylor Swift was there, Justin Timberlake, Lady Gaga, Jennifer Lopez, Alicia Keys, all these people in there from the movies and television, Seth Rogen, Chris Pine, Jack Black, all on that thing. So you might want to check that out in case you missed it. This is Libby's Gone Dongzilla. Say goodbye, everybody. Bye, everybody.